For this program, the audio program may at times sound a bit different based on whether we are using a live recording in front of an audience, an excerpt from one of our new videos, or like now, just me in a studio. What is important is the content and the application, so if it sounds like we jump about a bit, we are. But remember again, our main purpose is to help you go deep into both understanding and applying a specific principle or habit. Before we go deep into Habit 3, how did you do with your homework assignments from Habit 2? What were the impressions you had while listening to the tributes made during the 80th birthday party? How helpful was the chart you built in relating them to your situation? Are you clear on your current roles in life, and have you defined an end in mind for each one of them? Do you take the time to completely separate yourself from your daily activities and begin work on your personal mission statement? Or if you already have one, did you revisit yours? What were the reactions from your family or work group when you suggested that together you begin the process of developing a family or group mission statement? Don't get hung up on the words mission statement. It could be a credo, a philosophy, a value. It's merely deciding what is truly important and the principles you want to live by. You see, saying you're going to live your mission is one thing. Actually living it is another. Putting your mission in writing doesn't guarantee that you will live it. But writing is a psychoneuromuscular activity, and the conscious mind literally imprints the subconscious mind when you write. Habit 3, put first things first, is where you walk your talk. It is one of the most difficult habits to live because it requires integrity, consistent execution, and prioritization, so that you don't put second things first or first things second. Habit 3 is the practical fulfillment of Habits 1 and 2. Remember, you are the programmer. You write the program. And now you need to run the program.
Traditionally, time management has always dealt with efficiency, schedules, time-saving schemes, doing more things faster. The clock is the symbol of it. It drives us toward efficiency. Have you ever tried to be efficient with a loved one on a tough issue? Say with a family member or a friend? How did it go? I mean, you can see right off the bat how foolish it would be. Unless people are emotionally aligned, efficiency with people is ineffective. With people, fast is slow, and slow is fast. In short, effectiveness is not efficiency. Just imagine a group of workers cutting their way through a forest. The supervisors are behind them, watching the clock, sharpening the tools, writing procedures, setting up efficiency programs. Then an effective leader emerges. He surveys the entire situation and, with a compass in hand, shouts out,
"We're in the wrong forest!"
Individuals and organizations get so busy cutting through the undergrowth that they don't realize they're often heading into the wrong forest. We get so addicted to the urgent everyday things, the clock, that we neglect our highest priorities and even our direction, the compass. The clock serves an important purpose and adds great value, but only after the compass has defined the right direction. You see, it doesn't really matter how fast you're going if you're heading in the wrong direction. Habit 3, put first things first, is based on the paradigm of effectiveness first, then efficiency. Relationships first, then schedules. Important things first,